If you can't call or text your insurance agency right now and have them respond to your needs, then you need better representation. Let me talk to you about insurance for a moment. My guy is Corey Winters, and I'm telling you, if you want that personal touch, or what I like to call that white glove service at high competitive rates, then your only choice is Winters Insurance Agency. In affiliation with the Farmers Insurance Group, they will identify the coverage that best fits your needs, specializing in business, life, auto, home, airplane, or movie set. Did you hear what I just said? Airplane or movie set? You name it, they will cover it. Just give them a call at 512-902-9775. That number again is 512-902-9775. And tell them you heard about it on the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, the podcast for inspiration and encouragement. Welcome to episode 22, Insecurities. We are all insecure to some degree about something, but why? What drives your insecurities? Have you thought about it? Does it scare you? Insecurity is defined as uncertainty or anxiety about oneself, lack of confidence. I was there, and if I'm being totally honest, still suffer with insecurities to some degree and at certain times. But the question has to be, why? Why should we be insecure about anything? If we're waiting to be perfect, waiting for that perfect moment, you'll be waiting forever. Where do these insecurities even come from? Is it what we do to ourselves or what has been put there by some well-intentioned friend or relative? I used to be insecure about my voice, the way I walk, the way I look, you know, the normal stuff. I'll come back to that statement later. But I hated the sound of my voice and all other sorts of mannerisms. But since doing this podcast, I had to get over it. Now, I'm not saying I have fully conquered it, but I press on in spite of it. I think insecurities come from our desire to please other people or measure up to some outside standard. I mean, if I sound a certain way, then people will listen, not realizing that it's the message. Who cares what you sound like if your message is meaningful and impactful? Who cares what you look like if what you're doing is in the right place and your execution is on point? Now, back to that statement about normal stuff. What a terrible thing to say to imply those insecurities normal. My point is that no insecurity should be thought of as normal, no matter how trivial it may appear to be, because as the person who is suffering from them, it is not trivial or trite. We have to deal with these insecurities head on, or they will consume us and run our lives, stopping us from being fully great as intended. You see, if God is all powerful and all knowing, and more importantly, if God is love, then there is no way that He could have given you a spirit of fear, which comes and drives most insecurities. So if it didn't come from God, then it doesn't belong in your life, taking up residence in your mind. People are going to pass judgment all the time, regardless of what you do or don't do. And since none of them have anything to do with your eternal destination, might I suggest tuning them out and tuning into the one who created you and knows you best, has your best interest at heart, and who has uniquely gifted you. We are all quirky, odd and strange to some degree, but that's because I'm looking at you and comparing you to these ideals I have in my head. Do you think God looks at you and says, "Now that's weird," or, "Yeah, you do walk funny"? You know the answer to that question, so why do we keep doing it to each other? We should embrace the different sizes, shapes, tones, and colors of all of God's great creation as beautifully unique and amazing. Just because you don't have the same quality or characteristics of someone else, that doesn't make you less of a person or less valuable or important. That simply means that you're not them, which makes you super special. So let's fight these insecurities head on by refusing to let these feelings control our minds and our outlooks on life and our place and purpose in it. Somewhere in this world of 7.7 billion people, someone needs you. I know I do. Now, don't forget to head over to Patreon to get exclusive content and analysis of selected episodes like this one, where I will unpack the deeper meanings and greater truths. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Until next time.